Kim Savory Hunt, the chairman of the Plymouth School Committee. Thanks so much for joining us on this windy morning. Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
And again, we've had our own problems here with no outgoing lines and ingoing lines, so thank you for Rob Hackler for putting that up. Now, Kim, you chair the Plymouth School Committee, and I know that the committee met this week to review the mask mandate policy like a number of area towns did. How was this finally worked out? What did you resolve to do?
So the school committee this past Monday voted unanimously to follow the Department of Ed's guidelines and have the masks made optional after the 28th of this month.
Now, I know that you do have leeway there. What about buses? Are they ruled by federal mandates that they have to wear masks, or am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. They still have to wear a mask on the bus, and that is a federal mandate. There are a few other requirements. If the student has quarantined or is sick, they have to wear it for a minimal amount of days as they recover. And they also, if they have, I think that's it, actually.
Now, what about gym classes? The kids don't...
Caveats to that, but other than that, they don't have to wear it when they're playing sports. The MIAA has also lifted that rule, and they're not going to have to use them at gym. It's just on the buses and just if they've been sick.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our Plymouth reporter mentioned to me, and I didn't even think about this, Bobby Clark said she'd heard some parents of children in the very early grades were concerned because the fact that their kids had never seen the faces of a lot of their classmates. Is this something that you're hearing from some parents?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at a first grader, and a first grader has not been in a classroom. My sister teaches fourth grade, and the last time she saw her students and the students were in school, they were in first grade. So yeah, it's definitely been a strain on their mental health, on their learning. We didn't actually choose to put the mask on the students. You know, we were trying to follow what was required of us, you know, and do the right thing. But now I think that now that the state has lifted it and the town has lifted it, it just made sense for us to lift it as well. Dr. Campbell has the authority. We've already voted that we can pivot if there's any changes or if there's a surge or if we feel like that or if we're told that it needs to be put on again, we can do that. But for right now, we're going to leave them off.
Well, that sounds good. And just one more.
I'm sure a lot of students and teachers will probably still wear them.
Oh, sure. And any other, just a real quick question, any other issues raised by parents that I didn't think of?
Yeah, actually, there've been a lot of issues that have been raised by parents. So mental health, not seeing their friends, just even the sanitary aspects of it, kids dropping their masks on the ground, picking them up, touching them, sneezing in them, all that fun stuff. And, you know, the kids aren't wearing them properly either in school. Like, you see them with them underneath their noses and not wearing the proper mask. So there are a lot of, I mean, there's definitely more cons to wearing them in that respect. And the parents, I think, are just want to get back to normal as much as possible. And I don't blame them at all. You know, I think it's, I don't like wearing a mask either, but I do because I it's the right thing to do at the time, or I respect other people, but it's not a fun thing.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. I just have to say, with the kids wearing the masks incorrectly, we see a lot of adults doing that too. So they're not alone in that. But anyway, we do.
Right. I mean, we've even, you know, adults don't do it either. But I think in the long run, it's going to be great. We have special needs students that really require on seeing their teachers' faces and seeing their lips move. And, you know, that's a huge part of it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, that's Kim Savory Hunt. She is the chairman of the Plymouth School Committee. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. The YMCA.